Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. Hi, my loves. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is DeAndre Nicolette. If you're new here, my loves, welcome to your first ever Manifest Daily episode. And of course, if you're an OG listener, hey girl, hey, hey boy, hey, what's poppin', what's good? Welcome back to another episode of your fave Manifest Daily. My loves, today is one of them hybrid episodes, okay? Now, I know y'all remember when I was posting the videos on YouTube and posting the audio for the podcast, and we had us a little, you know, a little, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, we had a whole routine going, okay? We were going strong, we were going well, and then your girl fell off. Okay, I'm not even going front, I'm not even going cap, I fell off. And I will say it's because I was like, listen, editing the video and then also having to edit the audio is just like a whole thing. So I was like, let me just go with the audio. But I have been missing showing up for y'all visually, okay? Showing up on y'all's TV screens or computer screens, phone screens, I don't know, whatever screen we're on. So I was like, let me take today to sit down and try to figure out a way to incorporate video back into this workflow, if you will, in the easiest, most simple way that I can. So here we are, we're in my office. If you're watching this on YouTube, we're literally in the office. Y'all are not seeing a lot of anything right now because I'm literally zoomed in with the camera so that all you're seeing is this blank white wall behind me and the microphone that's probably right up in my face, but baby, it's gonna have to do for today, okay? We're here for the content. We're not here for the visuals. Well, we are here for the visuals if you're coming on YouTube, but we're not here for, like, you know, a whole visual production, okay? We're here for the quality of the content, and we are gonna get into it today. So I love YouTube as a platform, and I personally find myself going on there and watching my favorite content creators all the time. And one of those content creators is known as Aaliyah's Face on YouTube. Now, if you know, you know, okay? And I know a lot of y'all know who Aaliyah is. Y'all are hip, okay? Y'all seen, she just got her new car. She got her Bentley pushing beat, okay? And it's amazing to see her growth. Like, I've been following her and watching her for years. And to be able to see Aaliyah, like, boss up and basically be living out this magnificent dream that even she said in one of her recent videos that when she first started YouTube, when she first started doing what she had to do online, putting out her content, she didn't necessarily see it going where it is today, right? She had hopes for living in a high-rise apartment. That was like her goal at the time, or one of her goals at the time. And when she hit that goal, it was kind of like, okay, but she didn't imagine all of the stuff that she's been able to do, all the stuff that she's been able to accomplish. And watching her recent video where she's talking about her journey and talking about how blessed she is and how grateful she is, I was so inspired. I was so inspired by this. And I also wanted to take a second to talk about the power of allowing other people to inspire you versus allowing it to inspire jealousy. Now, I've definitely talked about this a couple of times on the podcast. Jealousy, envy, those are all natural feelings, right? I think what's important to understand about jealousy and envy and seeing someone else have something that you think you want or living a certain lifestyle that you think you may want to live is that at the end of the day, the feeling itself is like a natural human emotion. But what's important is the way that you react to that emotion. How do you react when you see someone else living a life that you think you want to live? How do you react when you see someone else coming into blessings that you are praying for, that you are working so hard towards, that maybe you don't see them coming to fruition in the way that you want to? And I think a lot of times when we experience jealousy, like, it can almost feel as if we're feeling this jealousy, one, because we're seeing someone else live that life that we think we want to live, or have that thing that we think we want to have, or whatever. But it's also like we start to feel this fear that we won't ever get there. So it's like, on one hand, you're seeing someone experience that thing, but you're like, damn. And it almost feels like the blessings are limited. Like, just because they got that thing and someone else is getting this thing, that there's not going to be enough left for you. You start to panic. You start to think like, oh, damn, like, I'm really screwed. I'm not going to get what I want. And it starts to feel a little bit hopeless sometimes. Watching Aaliyah's video recently, I found myself feeling so inspired, because I was like, if Aaliyah can post her content consistently, work towards her dream of, you know, at that time, she didn't really even know that it could be as big as it is today. But if she could work towards that consistently and create it, for me, that serves as proof that I can do the same thing, right? That, to me, is a moment for me to be inspired and say, okay, I am super early into my journey, and here I am looking at someone else who's like years ahead. They've been doing this work for almost a decade. I am very early on into this journey. So for me, this is serving as proof that I can get there too, that I can do that thing too, that I can achieve that thing too, that I can do anything that I want. So yeah, so I was watching her video and I just got super inspired, because I don't know, for me, it was like just this beautiful reminder of all the possibilities that are out there. And it can become so easy to compare your journey to someone else's journey, to feel as if you're not progressing at the pace that you want to progress. But at the end of the day, y'all, like, it's so important to see those people as examples that it is possible for you, and examples that you can do that thing too, and you can do literally anything that you want. So yeah, so I got super inspired, and I ended up just sitting down and having this moment where I was like, okay, let me get my shit together. Y'all know when you have like those moments, literally for me, it's damn near once a quarter, where I'm like, okay, let's sort of take a look at the goals again. Let's sort of take a look at what the dream is. I love to brainstorm with my friends, talk about ideas, like think through what it is that I'm actually working towards and what it is that I'm actually manifesting. I have a secret. Well, I guess it's not a secret anymore, because I'm literally talking about it at this moment, but the Manifest Daily membership version 2.0 is launching on August 2nd, 2024. An 11-2 day on my numerology calendar, might I add. If you are part of the 2020 membership experience, you will be blown away by what I have in store. The upgraded membership offers exclusive access to a treasure trove of lifestyle and spirituality resources designed to elevate every aspect of your life. From monthly wellness challenges and inspirational emails to guided meditations, live events with guest experts, and a comprehensive resource library, the Manifest Daily membership, reinvented and elevated, has everything you need to thrive on your journey to fostering holistic well-being and unlocking your fullest potential. Sign up for launch notifications via the link in my show notes, or head to my website at themanifestdaily.com for more info. And don't forget to add August 2nd, 2024 to your calendar right now, my loves. See you there. No matter how well life is going for me, there's something about that pre-cycle week that's going to throw me off every single time. It's usually a mix of crazy cravings, emotional mood swings, bloating, some sleepless nights mixed in, and that can definitely take a toll on me, especially when it lands on a busy week. This is where Hormone Happy by Happy Mammoth comes in to help. Hormone Happy contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which help the body to adapt to any stressors, like those caused by the chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. If you're a woman dealing with things like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts or low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or occasional bloating and gas, then you can definitely benefit from Hormone Happy. Happy Mammoth makes no compromise when it comes to the quality of their products, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MANIFESTDAILY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MANIFESTDAILY for 15% off today.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
It's so easy to get caught up in our day-to-day lives, like as we're just doing things, going through the motions, that we forget what it is that we're actually working towards. So like if you're going about your day, working on your 9-to-5, doing all the things that you have to do, like just checking things off of your to-do list, it becomes this thing where you're literally just going through the motions. And I know when I get into that space, I'm always like, let me pause and actually think about what it is that I'm doing and why it is that I'm doing this. Like, what is my actual why? Because oftentimes I'll find that after a couple months has passed and I'm doing something, when I check back in with myself, I may realize that my goals have changed or the reality that I'm manifesting has changed. I want something else in my life. My priorities have shifted. My values are not aligned with that thing anymore. And so it's really good to just check in with yourself and like get your shit together. And I don't mean it in a sense of like, you know, you got to be just picture perfect. I mean, just get your shit together in terms of like, figure out what you really want to do and figure out what you're working towards and constantly check in with yourself. Like literally pulse check. Like, how am I feeling about this thing? Do I want this thing anymore? Like, what am I actually doing here? Because when I sat with that, I realized I was like, okay, I'm doing all this stuff, but it's almost like I'm just spinning my wheels. And I'm like, what is the actual reason why I'm doing some of this stuff? And I don't think I had a legitimate reason for some of this stuff. So going back to Aaliyah and the video that I watched, I was just really inspired by her. And it reminded me of my why. It reminded me of what I'm working towards, what I really want to do, what my vision is. And it also really reminded me that, again, I'm pretty early on in my journey. So for me to feel discouraged or feel as if things aren't moving, things are absolutely moving and they're moving at the pace that they need to be. Like, I shouldn't be concerned about how quick things are happening or why certain things are happening for other people and not for me. I need to be concerned about how am I showing up? Am I showing up for y'all? Am I showing up for myself on a consistent basis? Like, that is what I can control. That is what's in my hands. Like my ability to show up, my ability to create the content, to post the content, everything else is not in my hands. When things pop off, who's tuning in to listen? Who's sharing with who? I can sit here and want and wish and ask for certain things, but at the end of the day, it's divine timing. It's up to God. It's up to the universe in terms of when these things are going to happen and how they're going to happen. But like I said, what is in my control is showing up. And watching Aaliyah and seeing her talk about the consistency, like anytime I've heard anyone who's incredibly successful, who is at the height of their career, who is doing the thing that they love to do, you know what I hear all the time? It's the fact that they were consistent. Like, we think that we have to be super talented, you know all these people, do all these things in order to get where we want to be. Like, yes, obviously talent helps, connections help, networking helps. Like, you should be doing all that stuff, right? You should be honing your skill. You should be learning more. And if you are passionate about something, you're going to naturally want to do those things. You're going to naturally want to pick up a book and read or go and watch a YouTube video about it or just like practice that skill. That's inevitable. If you truly are passionate about that thing, the networking also, I think in some ways is inevitable because, you know, you're going to want to go to events about that thing. You're going to want to show up in the places where that thing that you love so much and that you're so passionate about exists. However, the consistency part, I feel like we've been downplaying consistency, and y'all could probably quote me the amount of times I've been talking about consistency and perseverance, but one thing that I feel like every single entrepreneur, famous person, content creator, every single time I hear people talk about how they got from A to Z, A to B, A to wherever, wherever this end zone is that we're imagining or we're talking about, they've always talked about how they consistently showed up for their audience, for their craft. So we need to really figure out what it is that we want to show up in our lives for. And again, for me, it is the podcast. It is this content. Like y'all know, we got the second, I don't know why I did two hands like this, but we got the second podcast launching in August. I'm so excited about that. Like I'm working on so many other cool things behind the scenes for Manifest Daily, for this entire brand that I'm building and working on. And the way I see, I have a long-term vision of what this is. Like this isn't just the podcast, baby. Like, no. I remember having this vision and this exact conversation with God before, like when I changed the name of the podcast to Manifest Daily. And I remember feeling like this wasn't just going to be a podcast. Like I wanted it to be so much more, to be an experience, to be a lifestyle, to be something where there's content, yes, but there's also support, there's community. And I know that I have personally, you know, struggled with keeping up with some of the things that I've wanted to do and launch. And I'm working on my end, on letting go of control and hiring help and outsourcing things that I, you know, maybe I can do it. But like, if there is an option between sitting down and recording an episode, right? Recording episodes and getting that content created, or having to sit down and edit everything myself, it's like, I don't think I'm explaining this right. But what I'm trying to say is that sometimes you do have to outsource things and you have to pick and choose your battles. And when I had a conversation with someone recently, this is actually a guy that I went on a date with, and you know, he was a business owner, or he is a business owner rather. And I say was, cause girl, we ain't talking no more, but, but it didn't end badly, but we're no longer, you know, talking, but he is a business owner. He was giving me some amazing business advice. And he was like, you're the talent, right? Like you have to show up to make the content, or else there is no Manifest Daily. There is no The Daily Scandal. There is none of that. It doesn't exist without you sitting down and making the content. But he goes, the editing, you don't have to do that. You choose to do that right now. You don't have to do that though, right? The posting on social, you don't have to do that. The coordinating the calendar and setting up stuff with your guests. Like there's so many things that he was like, you don't have to do those things. Like you want to do them now. But if we're talking about scalability, if we're talking about a long-term vision, if we're talking about building a brand, right? If we're talking about thinking strategically and working smarter and working efficiently and working for the long game, not the short game, you can't do everything. What support do you need in order to show up consistently for whatever it is that you need to do? If it's a business, if it's a hobby, a passion, a venture, whatever it is that you need to show up for consistently in your life in order to create your dream life, what do you need to outsource to get that support? You feel me? Like, does it mean that you need to outsource some of your home tasks? Does it mean that you need to get a virtual assistant? Like, I think a lot of times, and here was my fear. I'm gonna tell y'all what my fear is. I was just like nervous about spending the money, right? And that is a money story. That's a money story that I'm personally working on, because I'm like, why do I feel so comfortable spending money on all this damn food I be eating. Just got me a salmon bowl from Flower Child today. But when it comes to paying for an editor or paying an assistant, all of a sudden I'm shy. All of a sudden I want to hold my dollar bills. All of a sudden I don't want to pay, or I'm trying to figure out the ROI and trying to figure out when that money's going to come back. It's like, I wasn't thinking about all that when I was at Flower Child buying that salmon bowl for $20. I wasn't. So you got to ask yourself, like, what do you really want? What do you really want? Because if this dream life, this vision that you have means that in the now, in this present moment, you have to sacrifice some money to get the support, or you have to sacrifice some time to be able to show up consistently, or you have to sacrifice a little bit of energy, or whatever it is that you have to do, if that means that you have to reshuffle your priorities in your life in order to figure out how you're going to show consistently in this present moment and continuously, like moving forward, you got to sit with that and figure it out. Because I'm going to tell you something right now, like that dream life that you want, that thing you want to do, yeah, you can have it. Oh yeah, you can have it. It's absolutely possible. I'm going to tell you that right now. Like, 111% is possible, right? It is absolutely there for you. But the thing is, the question is, what are you willing to do to get there? Obviously, divine timing, God, the universe, like this higher power, there is that part that God plays in all of this, right? So it's not just up to us. But if you think about it, it's like, how are you showing up for yourself and showing God and showing the universe that you really want that thing? If you don't show up consistently, if you have this goal and you know what you need to do, but you're not doing it and you're not doing it consistently and you're like, oh, I'm gonna do it tomorrow, or like, oh, whatever. Like, do you really think that mindset and that energy is aligned with you getting that thing? And I'm trying to figure out why they outside right now making all that noise when your girl is trying to record. It's giving, baby, we couldn't do this earlier. Anywho, that's what I gotta say about that, because I really had to ask myself the same thing. I don't want y'all to think I'm coming for you. I'm not trying to snatch your soul, snatch your wigs. Y'all see this new wig? Y'all like it? Mind you, it's not even a new wig, girl. It's an old wig. Last night, in my inspired state of mind, I went and cut this wig into a bob, a bobiana. And then I did like these little money pieces with the red in the front. Girl, I can't even see myself on the camera. I don't know what's going on. I hope y'all can see it, but it was giving something for me. What was it giving? I don't know, but I like it. It's cute. I'm not trying to come for y'all. I'm not trying to snatch your soul, snatch your wigs, whatever. I'm just trying to genuinely ask you, like, do you really want what you say you want? Because I had to ask myself the same thing. Like, do you really want it? Because you're not acting like it right now. You're not showing up in the way that you need to. You're not acting like and being like that boss bitch you know you could be. So why should you reap the rewards, the benefits, the lifestyle of a boss when you're not even showing up like that? And I really sat there and I asked myself and I really said, well, damn. I was like, well, damn, you didn't have to say it like that. But I did. So ask yourself, do you really want it? And if you really want it, you're going to show up properly. You're going to show up consistently. You're going to be dedicated. Some days you might need a break, yeah, but after you get your break, show up again. Show up consistently. Do what you need to do. Because if you don't, and if you're not, then I question if you really want it at the end of the day. And sometimes we don't. Sometimes we think we want it consciously, and subconsciously we have some blocks. And I talked about this in my very, very, very first episode of the show, Why I'm Afraid of Success. And I still know I have some of those blocks, and I still know those are things I'm working through. Imposter syndrome... Oh, girl. Imposter syndrome. One thing about her, she a lie. A whole liar. But you just got to ask yourself, like, do I really want this? And if I do, am I willing to do what I need to do in order to show up consistently for myself and for this dream life that I am manifesting? Sit with it. Okay, my love. So I wanted to insert the Q&A into this episode because we had some questions that I had you guys ask me on Instagram. However, I just went through and looked, and I feel like we're going to run out of time, especially because my camera is like literally overheating, because I mentioned it's like 100 degrees here and the camera is not having it. So I'm going to cut this episode short here. We're going to dive back in with the Q&A in a separate episode. And we're also going to talk about some other things in that episode as well. But I want to thank you so, so much for tuning in. Whether you're listening on Apple, Spotify, any of the things, or whether you're tuning in on YouTube, I appreciate you being here. Make sure to subscribe and follow wherever you're listening. And I will chat with you guys later. Thank you so, so much for being here and for tuning in. Bye, my loves. Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love this show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode.